what you see is what you get. Occasional rain, the temperatures span a low of 50 tonight, a high today in the upper 50s. So, yeah, it just depends on where you are at what time today, I guess. We'll be in the 60s. Upper 60s tomorrow and Sunday. We could reach 70 on Monday. So even though fall is here, deal with the, I guess they're not spring showers, they're fall showers. KGEZ's official Northwest Montana forecast, a service of Dent Magic, magicians in paintless dent repair, and they do it all. Visit them online at dentmagic.com. 755-4112 to see what their less invasive repair methods can do for you. 53 in Lakeside right now. It's 50 out of Woods Bay, 49 in Big Fork, 50 KGEZ degrees in Kalispell. Afternoon highs around 57.
It's almost 7 o'clock. Time for a delicious Sykes breakfast. You know they're opening just now, but for the past few hours, the Sykes chefs have been preparing the ingredients for your breakfast. They're just waiting for you to come in and choose your favorite. And true to Sykes' tradition, there's a 10-cent cup of coffee with breakfast waiting for you till 9 a.m. At Sykes, the ingredients are always fresh, from local farms and ranches. Sykes Diner serves breakfast all day long. It's genuine Northwest Montana, the way it's been for over a century. It's the place your friends gather. And you know what they say at Sykes? Nobody leaves a stranger. So how about breakfast at Sykes this morning? They're ready for you right now. Sykes at that famous corner, 2nd Avenue West and 2nd Street in Kalispell. Sykes, where breakfast is waiting for you now.
20-pound recertified propane tanks are only $39.99 filled from your local CHS Mountain West Co-op Ranch Store. Only while supplies last. CHS is also set up and has the room for you to pull over and fill RVs, fifth wheels, and travel trailers. They even have propane appliances and propane generators. But don't forget, for a limited time, 20-pound recertified propane tanks on sale now. $39.99 filled at your local CHS Ranch Store in the Glacier Rail Park.
KGEZ Kalispell. Good for Northwest Montana. Good for our communities. Good for you.
This is it, the Friday Sportsman Ski House Overnight Summary. Northwest Montana's first expanded local news summary. Whatever you need for your next adventure outdoors. And I have a story where they could have benefited by hitting Sportsman Ski House for world-class equipment, knowledgeable service, and the best price guaranteed. Sportsman Ski House, Kalispell, Whitefish, and Coeur d'Alene.
Government figures show that violent crimes against Native Americans have more than tripled in the past decade. And families are asking why thousands of deaths and disappearances still are unsolved.
Okay, Sarah stops pretty places.
A billboard goes up last month outside Hardin, Montana, near where Yolanda Frazier's teenage granddaughter was found murdered 4 years ago.
We started advocating because there was just no investigation going on.
The billboard has the names of 4 dozen missing and slain Native Americans from the Northern Cheyenne and Crow Reservation.
If we don't keep moving forward with our advocacy, keep being their voice, this is just going to continue.
Critics say this shows racial injustice compared to the media frenzy that erupts when a white woman goes missing. In 2021, the newly installed Interior Secretary, Deb Haaland, created a new unit to examine these cases. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Well, I mentioned the benefit of having the proper equipment. Yeah. We had a group of 9 locals set out to hike Dragon's Tail, a ridgeline overlooking Hidden Lake in Glacier National Park. They must have misjudged how long it was going to take, among other things. And it brought to mind, for me, be prepared, the old Boy Scout motto. And that holds true when you're on the road or recreating. They were already cold, and it was windy at 6 p.m. The party lacked adequate equipment to brace the weather. They were not prepared to hike in darkness, so they got a call through to 911, thankfully, and that's when Two Bear Air dispatched a helicopter to rescue them. It took multiple trips. There were nine of them. Glacier National Park reminds us it's the shoulder season. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen weather-wise. Yep. They're urging you or any visitors you may know to have the correct equipment, clothing, knowledge, and planning to prevent tragedies.
How many times have you gone to Glacier Park in your shorts and T-shirt?
And
flip-flops?
No, I haven't.
people do. I see it all the time. And I mean, I catch myself, too, just going in my shirt sleeves. And what if something happened?
Yeah.
This is the wilderness, folks. This is the Sportsman Ski House Overnight Summary, Northwest Montana's first expanded local morning update. At Monday night's work session, the Kalispell City Council is going to tackle procuring additional funding for the city's emergency services. After receiving reports from the Center for Public Safety, it's clear that there needs to be an expansion of both our police and fire departments, including EMS and ambulance services. The proposal for an emergency services levy has been discussed, and it's likely going to come before the council in the coming weeks. The discussion at Monday night's work session, though, will center around creating a community education program for the levy request. Now, what makes this discussion complicated is that the state law bars the city from advocating for any issue that comes before the voters. The council will discuss developing a request for proposal to cover the education program, including marketing, collateral materials, messaging, and coordination. Work sessions are open discussions between city staff, council members, and the community at large. No official actions are taken.
Well, we hear the term culture wars, and I don't know if it's even a factor. It's just, what are your priorities when you're making laws? Now the Office of Public Instruction is continuing its series explaining new state education laws to parents. It could be a solution in search of a problem once again here. One bill discussed at Wednesday night's meeting, House Bill 361, which revises parental rights laws. The bill addresses several items, including developing procedures for children's pronouns. I don't know. What age, are you making those decisions for your children? Yeah, we're going to call you them from now on. Parents can give written consent for their child to be called by a pronoun that does not match the child's sex, but no one can be forced to call the child by that pronoun under the law, I guess. An official with OPI clarified that implementation and said it's really up to the local school district. So they're kicking the can down the road.
It's complicated being a teacher these days.
If your name is Carol, why don't we call you Carol? If your name is Fred, let's call you Fred forget about it.
Yeah, but then there's he. Or does Fred want to be Frederica, which would be her?
Yeah, at what age? Second grade?
I don't think that even begins at second grade, but I think maybe in middle school and high school it probably does. There's some confusion there. And we need to deal with the confusion, not try to erase it. And that's what this bill is trying to do, is just say, okay. When you're going through puberty and you don't really understand whether you're a boy or a girl.
Do you want to say, let's give this a shot. Call me she from now on. We knew people when we were in school that turned out to be that way.
Yeah.
And maybe in retrospect, they go, I had these conflicted feelings, but maybe they dealt with them in the process that they should have. How would they have been treated? We live in an age of bias, and it just seems much more than it used to be. Why do you want to walk into a helicopter blade, Mm-hmm. So anyway,
it's tough being a kid.
it's always been tough being a kid.
Yeah, but now it really is tough.
Well,
and you got social media and you've got all the things going on. And it's equally tough being a teacher, because you've got to try to, to be able to respond to these things.
It's tough being a human these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, driving south on Main Street as you approach the courthouse couplet, difficult to navigate the curves and see pedestrians at the same time. Montana Department of Transportation identifying six crosswalks in the vicinity of the courthouse that are getting upgrades. Appearing on the KGEZ Good Morning Show, County Commissioner Randy Brodell tells us he's nearly been struck in one of those crosswalks.
Makes it difficult for people to see the car stopped ahead of them. We had one of our county employees over a year ago was struck there and critically injured.
Oh,
and
my.
He's back to work part-time, not always full-time, but we're so glad to have him back. We just need some changes in the crosswalks, and that is a state highway, so it requires the State Department of Transportation to do that.
So at the same time, those crosswalks are being brought up to ADA standards and flashing lights, alerting motorists to the presence of pedestrians and bicyclists. The final phase is happening now, bringing three more crosswalks up to ADA standards. Work is also being done weekdays, so be aware of the sidewalk closures and the lane shifts involved in the couplet around the courthouse. The first phase of the project is now complete.
Yesterday, we were telling you Montana State University just set an all-time fall enrollment record. 16,978. We're learning today by delving deeper into the stats. 52% of that enrollment is from out of state. I don't know if that's the first time that's happened. It speaks a lot for the quality of education. Largest fall student enrollment in MSU's 130-year history. It'll be interesting to check historically what those figures are year after year.
Now, this is Sportsman Ski House Overnight Summary. The engineering school at Montana State University is renowned.
Yeah.
And that is probably attracting an awful lot of out-of-staters.
And they're doing more with high-tech now,
yeah,
too.
They sure are. Well, the changing seasons seem to be ending our wildfire season, but it isn't over till it's over. 25 active wildfires across the state this morning, two brand new ones since yesterday. Fire season now in Montana has seen 1,521 wildfires. The best news of all, those major wildfires here in northwest Montana are all being mopped up.
Open burning season returns a week from next Monday. That'll be October 1st. There's a new system this year for obtaining your burn permit. It really simplifies things. If you're planning to burn natural materials during open burning season, you can obtain your season burn permit through the county's website. Once you have the permit, all you have to do is use your permit number to activate your permit whenever you plan to burn. Keep in mind, you're still required to check the weather each day you intend to burn.
Legend Stadium will be rocking tonight because the Flathead Braves will be hosting Butte in a key conference game. Joe Sova has a look at the Braves' homecoming game matchup with the Bulldogs.
The Flathead Braves head into the third week of West AA conference play on a special evening at Legend Stadium as they celebrate homecoming. The Butte Bulldogs bring in a 2-0 conference record and are 3-1 overall. They came from behind in the fourth quarter to earn a 36-29 win over Big Sky last week. Braves head coach Caleb Allen indicates his team is focused on a strong showing in front of the home crowd for homecoming.
Yeah, you know, last year was a 40-0 game. We scored twice on the opening drive in Butte. Both of them were called back for what I would say were phantom calls. So we actually got off to a really hot start. Looking to do that again, this time for real, though, and hopefully they don't get called back this time.
The Braves had only 257 yards of total offense in last week's 46-7 loss to Sentinel, but the Flathead defense held the Spartans to just 303 total yards. The difference in the game was the Braves' six turnovers, including five interceptions. Jaden Williams led the Flathead defense with seven tackles. I'll have a look at what the Butte Bulldogs have on their plate a little later here on KGEZ. Joe Silva, KGEZ Sports.
So here's your weekend KGEZ Sports menu. Tonight, Flathead Braves take on the Butte Bulldogs at Legends Stadium for their homecoming game. An early start, so note the change. Our KGEZ coverage begins with the Three Rivers Bank pregame show at 5:45. Then, tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 5, the Bobcats travel to Ogden, Utah for a contest with the always-tough Weber State Wildcats. As with everything we do, KGEZ live sports coverage available on all of our broadcast platforms. KGEZ 2020 News Time, 7:14.
The sale that sets the season. Ski Cruncher at Sportsman and Ski House. Across the board, preseason savings with 10% off all 2024 Alpine, cross country, and snowboard gear. Skis, boots, bindings, helmets, and more. Save up to 30% on all ski and board packages. Last season's equipment, 30 to 40% off. Last season's ski wear up to 70% off. While it lasts, the sale that sets the season. Ski Cruncher through October 3rd. Sportsman Ski House, Kalispell, and Whitefish.
Well, for the last hour and 15 minutes, we've been getting you up to date as you're getting up. So now, some great conversations at 7:20 on Glacier Banks Community Conversations. Speaking for My Glacier Village, Denise Germain.
And 7:50 and 8:30 this morning, we have our two exclusive KGEZ Good Morning Show drill down. Linda Kenyon and Bob Costantini on the ground with their observations, not opinions.
And in between, at 8:10, we'll talk to a real Hollywood film director, Robin.
And at 9:10 in the morning, we have Flathead River Writer Conference author Craig Naylor visiting us.
And at 9:30, from the Northwest Montana Veterans Stand-Down, Cinnamon Davis.
And a lot going on, so let's get rolling on the KGEZ Good Morning Show.
The sale that sets the season. Ski Cruncher at Sportsman and Ski House. Across the board, preseason savings with 10% off all 2024 Alpine, cross country, and snowboard gear. Skis, boots, bindings, helmets, and more. Save up to 30% on all ski and board packages. Last season's equipment, 30 to 40% off. Last season's ski wear up to 70% off. While it lasts, the sale that sets the season. Ski Cruncher through October 3rd. Sportsman Ski House, Kalispell, and Whitefish.
If someone asks, tell them you listen to the Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell on 600 KGEZ and online at KGEZ.com. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
Last radio station I worked for in Portland, they moved into a modern building because that's better. But they started out in a historic mansion, and the parking lot that we parked in, there were all these maple trees that would drop leaves all over the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And it made me think about how you can get sucker punched. You know, we think of ice and snow and the road being slippery.
Yeah.
Those maple leaves, when it was raining out, you don't have good traction to stomp on.
Yeah.
Same thing when it comes to what happened in the Seattle area up in Washington yesterday. A truck full of fish overturned on I-5. A semi-truck rolls over. They have fish all over I-5. They had to close down the northbound lanes except for the shoulder. Now, I don't know if the fish were nice enough not to spill over on the shoulder or if they had to shovel them out of the way. But
gosh,
can you imagine? Because that highway is like, what, about five lanes across in each direction. Mm-hmm. And, we'll just move you onto the shoulder. Why were you 4 hours late to work this morning? Fish on the freeway. This has been the Sportsman Ski House Overnight Summary, Northwest Montana's first expanded local morning update. Backcountry or backyard, you're sure to enjoy your adventure more with the right gear, the right clothing, and equipment from Sportsman Ski House. Locally and employee-owned, Kalispell, Whitefish, and Coeur d'Alene.
Want to keep your hands busy and your mind sharp? Visit Doug at the Sewing Center. Doug can show you all the amazing things these new Singer, Pfaff, and Husqvarna Viking machines can do. Or fix and tune up your existing one. They have a wide range of high-quality Singer, Pfaff, Husqvarna Viking sewing machines and accessories that will bring your creativity to life. The Sewing Center is off South Meridian Road next to Bud Blocks. Remember, see Doug at the Sewing Center, proudly serving the Valley for over 30 years, carrying the industry-leading Singer, Pfaff, Husqvarna Viking sewing machines.
Hi, everybody. This is Lily Tanko.
This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks, totally free checking, saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And joining us, talking to us about My Glacier Village, we have Denise Germain.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah.
What a nice place you have here.
Yeah, since the last time you were here.
It's been a bit.
We upgraded since south of town, I guess.
You guys definitely upgraded. What I really like is this front window panel. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, we can watch whatever. We can see what everybody's doing. Of course, they can see what we're doing, too.
Oh, that's fun, though. Yeah.
So you have had quite a transition from the last time we talked with you.
Yeah, it's been a bit. I was up at Glacier, and we transferred to Grand Teton down in Wyoming and had a wonderful time. And I retired from there, and we moved back home to the Flathead Valley, and we kept our house, thank goodness.
So we
are back here, and I'm doing some volunteer work and helping out a few organizations, and one of them's My Glacier Village.
Oh, boy.
Right.
So let's start off talking about My Glacier Village. What is it?
Well, everybody thinks it's maybe a facility because it's My Glacier Village. You think it might be a structure, you know, rock and mortar type thing, but it's really, it's a concept, and it's about seniors helping seniors to age friendly, you know, stay in your own home, be connected to others, share your wisdom. I'm telling you, as you get older, you've got wisdom and experience, and it's some good stuff to be able to share with some folks. But
I keep telling people that, and they're still not buying it yet.
Yeah, the wisdom. I'm still doing my own plumbing now. There's a mistake.
Anyway, it's just working with the community. It's keeping seniors active. It's keeping them connected. Isolation and loneliness is just horrible, and it's rampant, especially after COVID. And this is a way just to keep people connected, and you live healthier, you live longer, you live better when you're connected socially, when you're active, when you contribute and you're part of a community, and when you're learning. And so we are a group of seniors helping seniors.
And I think the biggest challenge is knowing when you have to leave your home and get, you know, full-time help. But if we can extend that period of time and stay home, not only do we make life better for ourselves.
Meals on wheels, John.
Well, yeah, but no, we can. But the thing is that we can save a tremendous amount of money in the Medicaid world, in the, in all of this. It just costs thousands and thousands of dollars to be in a facility where if you can stay home, it saves everybody money.
Yeah, and you know, we think even way before that, because first of all, since I've been back, I've noticed in Montana several facilities have closed down and they're not available. But I'm telling you, some of these people that I work with through My Glacier Village are much older than I am, and they can kick my butt. The things they do are incredible. I mean, every week they're doing something. And what's so crazy is they're so adamant to help others. While I'm coming in thinking I'm helping them, they're actually helping me to have a better idea about what aging is supposed to be about and what the opportunities are out there. So it's incredible work. And some of these ladies, I'm telling you, they're in their mid-80s and they're just kicking butt. They're incredible.
I got to tell you, 80's not that far from where I am right now. And I don't see any downside to it.
Well, people are living longer. For sure. What's interesting, in Flathead County, we've got about 20% of the population is 65 and older. By 2030, that's going to be 30% of 65 and older. And that's pretty true across the country. It's the first time in history that there will be more senior citizens than there will be youth. Mm-hmm. We've never had that in our country before. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, obviously helping people to age friendly and age gracefully and healthy and all that, but it's also to work with the community and businesses to recognize that's a big part of the population, that's a big part of your customer. And so have you thought about how to be age friendly in your business? Another target with us is adult children. My parents, I'm going in a couple weeks to see my parents back home. They've got a few things going on and I need to help them out a little bit, and I'm the one that lives far away, unfortunately. But adult children, thinking about your parents and where are they at? What are they doing? How can you help them? And it's more than just having food on the table or calling them once a week. It's keeping them engaged. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do through My Glacier Village. Yeah.
That was one thing I did, too, when my folks were living in the Seattle area. I was in Denver, and I would finally got to the point where I was going home about once every 6 weeks to mow the lawn and shovel snow and, you know, do some maintenance projects around the house that Dad just couldn't do anymore.
Well, and that's what we help
them,
with.
And it kept them independent, you know, right into their 90s.
Yep, that's exactly what we're looking for.
You know, I've been getting that AARP mailings and stuff since I was 50. And I don't know if they're the only advocacy group, but it's interesting that right now there seems to be a recruitment effort for retired people to re-enter the workforce, and yet the money that you make penalizes your Social Security.
Well, that's only true up to age 65, Robin.
No, it's true if you make over $32,000 combined income in your Social Security, half of it can be taxed up to 85%.
Oh, can be taxed, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, take the taxes from somebody who isn't living on the edge.
Well, how about this one, man? If you're still working.
Yeah.
If you're still working and on Social Security and working, they're taking Social Security money out of your paycheck.
Yeah.
And you're it's...
Well, and I think the whole idea of people coming back into the workforce is reality.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, there's always the idea of Social Security and how much money you can make, and that's kind of another topic. But the idea of getting back into the workforce and bringing that wisdom back, we just held on Monday. We work with, you know, the job service, the chamber, the college, to talk to businesses about maybe job sharing or jobs that are available for older folks. Most older folks don't want to work full time, but they want to work and they want to contribute. Mm-hmm. And many of them want to make a few more dollars, right? Because things are more expensive.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing some businesses doing some job shares or some part-time positions. And you know what? These folks, we are responsible. We've got experience and knowledge. And I mean, many of us, we're fun to be around, you know?
Yeah. You know, the thing that I saw this happen just before Y2K. Some research was done, and the research said that nobody over 21 will use a computer and go online. Nobody over 21.
It's the same guy who refused to sign the Beatles at DECA.
Anyway, so what they did is they began going, everything was for 12 to 24 year olds, 12 to 24, and just ignored the rest of the population. And
so they're following that target.
Now, you remember 2008? Remember the recession?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they just simply were marketing to people who had no money
to spend. I think today's culture, though, definitely values beauty and youth.
Sure.
And we're trying to change that conversation a little bit because beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Knowledge and experience and just plain old, I call it wisdom. You know, you talk about getting wiser, but it's just plain old wisdom. We're trying to change the conversation about respect for aging and respect for what is there. And it's totally there. And we're trying to change that conversation right here in the Flathead Valley.
Yeah. But to follow on that, everything was... you know, push toward youth. And the idea is that if you watch the Disney Channel, kids are smart, adults are dumb. Adults are, you know, they're stressed out. They're not with it. Kids are smart. And now those kids are in their 30s and they think they're smarter than the rest of us. and some of them are. But you know what? Most of them don't have the life experience that we older folks have.
And that's that wisdom. And I think we've all got something to contribute.
Yeah.
So in our community, every single person has something to contribute. And we just want to help raise awareness about aging and aging friendly, hopefully aging in your own home and aging with others, you know, staying connected.
Well, you've got an event coming up, and I want to dive into that right after this.
This is a difficult subject to discuss. It's also an important one. I hope you'll join me for a minute. My name is Carrie Kaufman with Glacier Bank, member FDIC. My hope with this message is to raise awareness for mental health conditions and suicide prevention, and to invite you out to the Out of the Darkness Walk Sunday, September 24th at Kalispell Middle School. The gathering is one of remembrance, hope, and support uniting our community. It acknowledges the ways in which suicide and mental health conditions have affected our lives and the lives of those we love and care about. Join the walk, and please visit the following site for more resources. afsp.org/get-help. afsp.org/get-help. Glacier Bank and I thank you for listening.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
And today we're talking about getting everybody into the workforce, anybody, making it so we can all stay independent. My Glacier Village's Denise German is with us, so let's talk about the safety day you got coming up.
You bet. It's Tuesday, and we are partnering with Glacier Ace, which is in Evergreen right off Highway 2 there.
Oh, yeah.
They're a family-owned and family-operated business. Their sister Ace is over in Columbia Falls, and they've got three other Aces in the country, or in Montana, I should say. And their customer service is awesome. So I've been there. I've been a customer of theirs for a while, and we talked to them about highlighting products that are age-friendly products to make the home a little bit safer. So we're hosting a barbecue. It's a free barbecue for seniors. It's Tuesday from 11 to 1 at Glacier Ace. We will have a barbecue, which the Ace has graciously donated, and we're going to have some safety products as door prizes. And it's also to share some awareness about My Glacier Village. But mostly just, have you thought about your home and some ideas about safety? For example, we give rides to people, to our members, to go to the doctor or pick up groceries or whatever. And lots of us have hire vehicles, and it's really hard to get into a hire vehicle. So one of our safety products is a little stool that you can step on to help you get into those vehicles. Another product is a safety light that's a motion detected light. So when it gets dark out, the light will come on as motion, you know, motion detected. Mm-hmm. Just a low light is one of the biggest things for seniors, falling with low light. And then the other one is in the bathroom, falling in the bathroom. So we're also doing some safety rails, handrails for the bathroom as well, just to help balance you in the restroom.
There are some of those that you can get that'll just are like sticker things that'll stick on the wall. You don't have to have a lot of work done.
Those are suctions, suction cup, yeah, little suction rails, cups, and those, yeah, are the ones we're giving away. A reminder about them: they are for stability and balance. They're not to take your whole weight. Yeah. So if by chance, yeah, you're going down, I'm not, mm-hmm, sure it's going to hold you. But the whole idea is just to keep you safe and standing, mm-hmm, up, and stability and balance. So, yeah, we're going to give away some of those products.
Terrific.
Many of our volunteers are going to be there talking about their experiences with My Glacier Village, and we're also going to have applications there if people are interested in joining us.
I like it. Now, Flathead Electric Co-op's Roundup for Safety is supporting all of this.
It is. What a great program. That's, yeah, a whole nother topic, but what a great program, yeah, that is, that's here in our community. Yes, they have supported us to purchase some of those safety products to give away to our members, and we'll be doing that at the event as well as throughout the next year.
All right.
Okay. I love it.
I round up my bill each month.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah. It's you know, just a few cents turns into thousands of dollars
every month that, yeah, they're awarding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it benefits the community. You know, I need to mention too, so Tuesday's the free lunch, and everybody's invited. It's, mm-hmm, specifically targeted for seniors. So please join us at Glacier Ace on Tuesday. And they are doing 10% off for seniors, a senior discount that day. And then Glacier Ace every month has a senior discount. And that's a reminder for everybody, too. Many of our businesses have different discounts for seniors. And, you know, check into them and take advantage of them.
Yeah. What do we have? How old do we have to be a senior?
You know what? That's anybody's idea of what that might be. I think the senior discount, it's 65 and older.
Okay.
And when we talk in My Glacier Village, it's usually 55 and older. But, you know, we're not sticklers about an age.
And AARP starts mailing you at 50.
Actually, I started getting notices when I was still 49.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wanted to make
sure
I was there.
They're getting aggressive.
They really liked you, John. That's why.
Yeah, they wanted me. By golly. Anyway, well, let's talk about some of the other events you've got coming up. Robin will ask you about that next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever signed up for a product or service and asked for more strings attached, please? I don't think so. What you do want is great service, dependability, and value. easy, no hassles. We can help you with that. This is Cedar Hardy for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. Totally free checking at Glacier Bank is just that. Free, no fine print, no minimum balance required, and no hidden fees. When you open your account, you'll receive a gift. We hope that's okay. Glacier Bank will also buy back your checks and debit card from another financial institution and apply a $25 credit to your new account. Sound good? It is good. You can depend on Glacier Bank to deliver what we offer. No strings attached. Isn't that what you really want?
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
Great to welcome Denise Germain back to the Flathead Valley. She's working with My Glacier Village. You know, the old were once young, but the young have never been old. So we can certainly benefit from the experience of those older than us. And you are putting people together like that, and that's great. What other events do you have coming up, Denise?
So we've got an annual fundraiser. We started it last year. It was a huge success, and it's again this year. It is the My Glacier Village Sip and Sample Autumn Stroll. So that is Saturday, October 14th from 1 to 5:30, and we're working with the local trolleys. And you go around town to, we've got 8 businesses, 8 dining establishments. So you'll get a glass, you get off and on the trolley as you want. You stop at these 8 establishments and you get food and drink.
Okay.
And then you can get on and off and go to the next one. And it's a huge fundraiser for us, which we greatly need and appreciate. But more than that, it's just a fun time.
All right.
Well, I'm into fun time.
I think we're all looking for fun. Now, I'm really intrigued by your weekly bowling league or whatever it is. What are they called?
Well, they call themselves Gutter Gals. So it is some of our members. Most of them are women. And they go bowling every week, and they just have a good time. And again, it's more about the socialization, the camaraderie, and just connecting with each other and supporting each other, and then having a good time. It gets people out, and they're bowling, and it's fun.
Okay, so it's an activity. It isn't necessarily a league. It's like you can join in and dovetail out. Can't make it this week, and you're not stiffing the rest of the team.
That is that all. Yep, that's all the activities we have. All the activities. We have game night or game day. We do social hours. We do the bowling. We do the safety day. We do a coffee and conversations that we've been having over at Rifle Coffee regularly, and we invite the public to that. So most of our activities are for our volunteers and members, and we hope people will consider becoming a member or a volunteer with us.
Okay.
And myglaciervillage.com is a great place to go to get more information for that.
Okay, I was going to ask about a website. Yeah, that's great.
Well, now, wait a minute. The research says that nobody over 21 will ever go on a website.
I know. They won't ever use a computer. But
I know.
Who knew that
even though those of us in our 40s and 50s were using them at work every day.
Who knew our Dick Tracy wrist?
That's right. That's right. And I can...
Yeah. Anyway, I've actually taken a call on it now. It's kind of disturbing. Well, anyway, the most immediate event is Tuesday, Tuesday the
26th.
This coming Tuesday.
Yep, so this 26th. Tuesday, the September 26th, 11 to 1 at Glacier Ace over in Evergreen. Stop by for lunch, win some prizes, and learn more about My Glacier Village. We would love it.
I go in there all the time, by the way.
Do you?
Well,
nice.
Then you'll have to go Tuesday, Robin.
I was thinking about that.
Free lunch.
Thank you.
Yeah. Free lunch.
All
yeah.
right.
Anyway. And I got to tell you guys, it takes a village. And you know, we've always said that about lots of things. Yeah. I know as a mom, I always said, it takes a village to raise these kids. It takes a village to do lots of things, and that's part of what we do with My Glacier Village as well,
and,
to take care of each other.
As you mentioned, isolation that came on with COVID and everything, this is a way to get involved. I think as long as you're involved, you stay young.
Totally true.
There you go.
Nice words.
Hey, it's good to see you again.
It's great to see you in this beautiful office you've got. I'm so happy for you.
Well, thanks.
Well, we'll have you back.
Yeah.
It sounds like a plan.
Okay. We'll see who she's representing next time, Robin. This is the roving reporter, Denise Germain. Thank you so much for talking with us about My Glacier Village today. It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby, keeping you connected to your friends and your community, an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.